Welcome to the Olivia Towers podcast. I am so glad you are joining us, whether this is your first time or you have been here from the beginning. You are so welcome. I would love for you to share these podcasts onto social media, either on Facebook, which is Olivia Towers Dressage, or Instagram, which is Towers432. Let's get into it. This is our first episode of the brand new series, which is on Olivia Towers podcast, and this one is called Take the Reins with Towers. These podcasts are designed specifically to help you with training your horse, so there's going to be so much information packed in these, loads of theory, and I'm also going to give you guys so many different exercises that you can try with your horse. My goal with this is to give you so many different tools, so much understanding, so much knowledge, so that when you face a hurdle, which we all do with our horses, it's part of training, that you will know how to overcome it, that you will know it's normal, and you will be filled with so much more confidence. You may notice that this podcast as well is not as long as my normal ones. This is because it is just a snippet from my exclusive podcasts, which are available to my patrons. So in this episode, we will mainly be covering what in front of the leg is and how you should be feeling it, etc. But in the long version, I also talk over loads of hurdles that we face when it comes to trying to get your horse in front of the leg. I then talk you through lots of different exercises that you can try with your horse to achieve this, and also use loads of different examples in there because everyone's horse is individual. There are different types of horses out there, so I try and cover it from each angle. If you would like to become a monthly supporter of the Olivia Towers podcasts and also get access to these exclusive podcasts, then all you need to do is either go to my website and click on the podcast page, and then you will see a button to click on which says Be My Patron on Podbean. You will also find this on my Instagram account if you click on the link in the bio and then click on exclusive podcast episodes. This will take you through to sign up. At the moment, we have one monthly option, and that is $5, which in pounds is £3.68 per month. You can cancel your pledge at any time, but this does mean you are going to lose the exclusive podcasts. I will be releasing a podcast for my patrons every single month, and obviously the library is going to build up and up as we go. Also, I do want to mention how crucial your support is for the podcast. It really does take a lot of time, money, and energy to make these podcasts. So by you supporting me financially, it means I can bring more out into the world to inspire and encourage people. Also, this means that over time, I will be able to support my patrons in bigger and better ways. So it's definitely worthwhile, and I'm so, so grateful. Anyway, now that I've explained all that, let's get into this week's episode. So in this podcast, we are going to be talking about something that is so fundamental when it comes to riding, and that is having your horse in front of the leg. Whatever discipline you're doing, whether that is happy hacking, dressage, show jumping, cross country, whatever, it's really, really important to have your horse in front of the leg. And I am going to cover why it's so important. But firstly, where we're going to start is talking about what exactly it is. I think there's quite a lot of confusion with this saying. It gets thrown around a lot. And I often have people and clients come to me and be like, I'm always being told to get my horse in front of the leg, and I just don't actually know what that means. So that is what these podcasts are all about, basically demystifying like different things within your training and giving you the tools to be able to access that for yourself. So the other thing as well we're going to be talking about in this podcast is I'm just going to be giving you guys exercises to go and try with your horse. I'm also just going to give you general tips and things that I've learned over the years. So that is what is going to be involved in this podcast. There is so much to say on this topic. I feel like you could write a book on it. Let's just get stuck in. So let's firstly start with what exactly in front of the leg means and what we should feel when our horse is in front of the leg. Now, I remember reading Kira Kirkland did, she's a very, very good dressage rider for anyone who doesn't know. She wrote that feeling a horse in front of the leg is kind of, if someone hasn't felt it, it's like describing to someone who's never tasted strawberry jam what strawberry jam tastes like. Obviously, once you've tasted it, or for example, once you've felt having a horse in front of the leg, it's so much easier to find again. But don't worry if you haven't, because we all start somewhere and it has to be a first feeling for all of us. So I'm going to do my best to describe it. I'm quite a visual learner, so I describe things quite visually, but I will also obviously be explaining what it is. So there will be like, I'll describe pictures, so to say, but then I'll also be explaining exactly what it is. The best place for us to start with looking at this phrase and what it means is actually looking at the words that are used in this saying. So in front of the leg, I think the most common misinterpretation with this is people thinking that this means speed. So the faster my horse is going, the more my horse is going to be in front of the leg. And this definitely isn't true. So for example, your horse can be in front of the leg in a halt. Also, if you look at higher up the levels, for example, with the Passage and Piaf, that is not going faster. There is not much speed in there, but there is a lot of energy and the horse is still in front of the leg if it's done well. Okay, so I'm going to describe in front of the leg in a few different ways, and whichever one you kind of feel sticks for you, that's great. But I think it's important to like have a couple of different ways of describing it. So firstly, I like to always think of it as the horse is independently keeping their own energy. So for example, if you're going around in trot, you don't have to keep thinking every single stride, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Another way that I really like to think about it, and again, it's definitely in the name of in front of the leg, is the horse's energy, regardless of whether that is, you know, really energetic or not that energetic, is it traveling in front of my leg? So literally where I'm sat on the horse. Do I feel like the horse is being drawn behind that or in front of that? Another important aspect of in front of the leg is how quickly your horse reacts to the leg aid. So for example, if you touch them with the leg and it's like a really delayed reaction until they go, then this shows that they're not quite in front of the leg enough. If they react in, ideally it'd be great if it was in one stride, but I know from experience that sometimes it can be like three, and that doesn't mean that it's, you know, it's all gone completely wrong. That is still the horse reacting in front of your leg. But ideally what we kind of want is the better the horse is reacting, the softer aids we can use, and that is really what we're going after. I always feel as well that when my horses are in front of the leg, they just feel motivated, but in their own way. So what I will talk about later is that each horse has a different character. Some horses are just more laid back than other horses, but even the laid back horses, you can still feel that they are motivated and kind of wanting to do the job for you. So that's another good way of thinking and kind of testing if your horse is in front of the leg. Like, does this horse feel motivated, or does it feel like I constantly have to keep like applying an aid to keep them going? So let's now cover why it's really, really, really important to get this. And if you're listening here and you're like, oh no, my horse really isn't in front of the leg, don't panic and don't think that it's all completely gone wrong. I will again talk about this later, but getting a horse in front of the leg is such a process, and there are different reasons that a horse might not be in front of the leg, and it's not necessarily like your fault as a rider. So don't be panicking too much. I'm definitely going to talk you through everything in this podcast. But yeah, let's talk about why it's so important. I'm going to cover this one first because I feel like it can be a big issue for a lot of people, and that is having like a spooky or nappy horse. If your horse is in front of the leg, this decreases massively. They won't nap. That's basically what napping is. If you don't know what I mean by napping, it's basically, you know, where you are on your horse and they don't want to go forwards. They maybe start standing up, spinning around, and they're just really, really behind you. That is what napping is. So if your horse is in front of your leg, motivated, willing, energetic enough, they are not going to nap. Also with spooking, it is very often when the horse is behind your leg, and the other reason as well is when they are not supple and not quite with you. But in front of the leg is a huge reason to why horses spook. Their energy is already going backwards. So when you come face to face with something that challenges the horse, then they are already, their energy is already going backwards. So something pops up and that's it. Like, they don't really need much of an excuse to spin round, turn around, spook, etc. My second point for why having your horse in front of the leg is so important is that if you look through moving up the levels with training your horse, regardless if that's dressage or show jumping or eventing, or even, like I said, hacking, it's really important as you challenge the horse more physically that they are reacting. So let's take dressage, for example, which is my domain, so I can speak about that all day. As you move a horse up the levels, say when you're at prelim, you have to do things like trot canter transitions, or like trot to walk transitions, etc. And they're all quite like simple transitions. As you go up the levels, you start to do things like simple changes. So you're asking your horse to do a walk to canter. And if they're not in front of your leg for that, you're going to have to apply a bigger aid. They're going to struggle to keep their body together, to keep engaged, to keep their core connected, all these different things if they're not reacting. And if you have to apply a bigger aid, then it gets really tricky when you start doing things like flying changes, for example, because it has to be a quick reaction off your leg for that horse to get the change on that stride. And then you start getting into tempi changes, and then you end up at Grand Prix and you have to do one-time changes. There isn't time to apply a stronger or longer aid. It has to be a quick aid. If you think with one-time changes, of course they have to react off like in one stride, because you're having to apply an aid every single stride for 15 strides. So they have to be in front of the leg. And I think that this next point is almost more important than the previous one, because I guess that's what we're all going for in our riding, is if you want to become more harmonious with your horse, so it wants to look more effortless, and you just want the horse to, for you guys just to really become friends and to understand each other and to have that like mutual respect, having them in front of the leg is just so important, because it just shows that the horse is self-motivated, that you have you're not having to kind of dominate them all the time and to dictate to them, that's probably a better word than dominate, yeah, dictate to them all the time what you want them to be doing. They are, it's more like a friendship, and they're just a little bit more self-motivated, which I think is just such a nice thing when you finally get that with your horse. Again, don't be panicking if you haven't got this. It's definitely a process, and that is the whole idea of training a horse. It takes time. Some, of course, are naturally a little bit more motivated, but like I said, it's a process, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you won't get there with your horse. My final point, and these points probably all intertwine in some way, but is if you want to improve your horse's way of going, this is really important. For example, if you want your horse to move bigger, so get more cadence in the trot, get a bit of a swingy trot, a little bit more height in the trot, for example, they have to be in front of the leg. If you want your horse to become more balanced, it's so important that they are, like, the energy is going forwards for them to be able to take the weight behind. If a horse is behind the leg, they very often are putting a lot of weight on the front legs. It's almost acting like a little bit of a like the handbrake's on, if that makes sense. That's another really good way of thinking about is your horse in front of the leg. So just imagine they're just a big handbrake. Is the handbrake down or is it up? So if it's up, there's a lot of weight going through their front feet. They're going to be on the forehand. They're going to be leaning down on the bit. They don't want to take the weight behind. And this is something that I see a lot when I teach people. They're worried about getting their horse in front of the leg because they think that that's going to drive the horse more onto the forehand. So they let the horse become a little bit more behind the leg because they're trying to tip the energy back. But what this does, if you miss out the first crucial part of actually having the horse energetic and motivated and moving forwards, you can't tip that weight back. And it is definitely a process, and it doesn't happen overnight. So So I'm afraid that is the end of our shortened version of this episode. If you guys want to hear the full version and also support the Olivia Towers podcast, just head to oliviatowersdressage.com, click on the podcast page, and all is explained from there. I really hope you enjoyed this and I would love to hear what you thought about it, so make sure to share it onto social media. The easiest way is Instagram, and just tag me at towers432.